It was an interesting week this week. Normally, as I prepare for a coming Sunday, I spend time in prayer, and of course I do have my devotions every morning, and I just sit quietly before the Lord, say, okay, what do you want me to share with your people this week? And normally I try to get the information to Donna by Monday or Tuesday to give her enough time. Because you never know what's going to happen later in the week, whether it's with me or Donna or whatever. So I try and get it done early. Well, come Monday, devotional time, and throughout the day, nothing. Nothing. Tuesday, I said, well, okay. Tuesday's fine. I didn't have anything planned. I got the whole day. Seek the Lord and see what he has to say. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay, Lord, where are you in this? He doesn't do things according to my schedule, let's put it that way. And Wednesday, of course, is Mary's day off, and we always try and spend the day together. She had an appointment in the morning. She had to have a test done, having to do with her reflux, nothing serious, but so she was away in the morning. I said, okay, Lord, you gave me extra time. I can spend with you and you let me know. Nothing. Nothing throughout the day. Nothing. I said, well, okay, it's not that unusual that I waited till Thursday or something like, you know, maybe even early Friday. You know, once in a while it has happened that I got it to her that late. So I figured, okay, well, Mary's back to work Thursday. I don't have anything necessarily planned, you know. But each and every day I would say, Lord, what do you want me to do today? Because nothing was coming as far as the message or anything was concerned. So what do you want me to do today? So he gave me some things to do to occupy my time, whether it's things in the yard or in the house or whatever. So I accomplished some things. But here now it's Thursday. It's getting tight, Lord, you know. And Thursday morning, my devotional time, I'm sitting there before the Lord praying and just being quiet and nothing. Nothing. Okay, what do you want me to do, Lord? So he reminded me of something that Mary and I had talked about over a course of time, because a couple of years ago, she had brought home three little twigs from work. I don't remember whether they were there on clearance or whether they were just tossing them or whatever, but three little twigs of a pine tree that you would plant. You know, they're in a little plastic wrapper and you'd bring them home and plant them. So we had three flower pots and we put them in there and they started to grow, but unfortunately one died. So we still had the two. And they started to grow. And I think it was last year or something, maybe the year before, we felt the pot was just a little too small because they were growing. So we transplanted them in the bigger pot. And they started growing some more and everything. But then one of the two started turning its needles brown and everything. So, okay, we got to do something here. So we got this big pot, transplanted them. And that was okay for a while. But eventually that one that was browning died. We had talked about planting it in the yard. I couldn't think of where to put it because we got a lot of trees to begin with, you know. And that Wednesday, after she came home from her test and everything, I said, we got to do something about this plant. So we kind of decided that we would planted along the property line between our house and Robbie's house, her son, who lives next door. Not knowing the exact spot, but over there someplace. So Thursday, when I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do today? I said, transplant that. Okay. I don't question. I've learned when the Lord tells you to do something, you don't ask why. You just, it's better to just do it. because his ways are so different than higher and everything. So, okay. So I got the big pot and the shovel, thinking that, okay, this is probably going to be a little bit of a chore because there are certain areas in our yard that are kind of rocky, you know, under the grass. Because I've dug in that general area before. But I said, okay, this seems like a good spot. It's between this tree and that tree, and there seems to be a wide space. So, okay, this seems good, right along the property line. So I put the shovel in. Boy, it was soft dirt. Took me 5 minutes, and the tree was in. Hey, praise God, you know? Praise God. So, job is done. So I grabbed the pot, the empty pot, and the shovel, and I start walking back to the garage. And then a scripture comes to mind about a tree. I says, okay, Lord. He's always on time, you know? And sometimes works in the strangest ways, that he wanted me to transplant that little pine tree, which itself was starting to turn a little brown. That's why I figured I got to get it done soon. I don't want it to die. But it was because I had just done that. It was on my mind, the tree, you know, and all of a sudden the scripture comes to me. And I said, okay, Lord, that's it. That's it. So, if you want to, oh, you already did. You want to make it bigger? This was not the scripture that came to mind, okay, but typically I look at, I go on Bible, what is it? Bible Gap, yeah, that site. And I knew the scripture was from Psalms, okay. But what I did was I did a little search just to see if there are any other scriptures that relate, okay. And that one and this one popped up, and I said, this is really the one. And sometimes the Lord works that way. He gives me an idea, and I start doing a search, and the original scripture, perhaps, or reference that came to mind leads me to the one that I wouldn't have thought of by myself, you know. But he leads me to the right place. And he does that a lot with the videos, too. Like the one you just saw about living waters. So in any event, this is from Jeremiah, and it's similar to the one in Psalms. But it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. And this is what the Lord would say to you. He wants to make each and every one of you and this congregation like a tree planted by the waters, which receives its nourishment from the waters, the living waters, which really is here, because the living water, well, it's two things, really. It's the Spirit of God, and it's also the Word of God. And the Spirit of God is here in this place, and so is the Word of God. So you indeed are, in a sense, planted in this congregation by the living waters. Okay? And because of that, He wants to make you like that tree, which spreads out its roots. Our roots are going to spread out. It may be hard to picture because we are small, but yet our roots are spreading out. We may not always see it. We'll not fear when heat comes. You know, the scorching summer sun that wilts the grass and other plants and everything that do not have sufficient water. He's saying, you have sufficient water. You don't have to worry about when the heat comes. Those trials and tribulations of life that want to burn you, so to speak. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. There's a lot of things going on in the world today that could cause us to be anxious. Crime is rampant. It almost seems like the world is falling apart. There's so much hatred. This nation's divided. So many things that might cause us to be anxious. And then there, of course, are the personal things in our lives. The things that come upon us individually, as opposed to either as a congregation or a nation. So many things could make us anxious, but the Lord is saying, you're not going to be anxious, because I am with you. You are planted by the living waters. You don't have to fear these things that are going on around you. You're not going to wither and dry up. Your leaf will always be green, demonstrating that there's life in you. A green leaf, right, means there's life. A brown, wilted leaf means death is approaching. But your leaf is going to be green, not anxious. Nor will you cease from yielding fruit. Over the years that I've been here, I have seen us bear fruit. Whether it's the hooks and needles. I don't know. Something, huh? The prayer shawls, yes. Whether it's the prayer shawls, whether it's other things that we've been involved in, whether it's Operation Christmas Child or other things that we've been involved in over the years, the youth center. We have touched lives. We may not have always seen the result, but there is fruit. There is fruit. And the Lord is saying here, as long as you are planted by the living waters, you will continue to bear fruit. And there's much more to come. We must not look at ourselves as being so small and maybe powerless or whatever, because just the opposite is true. With God, all things are possible. Joan has attested to that. Others of you have as well in the past. God is able to do the impossible. I remember Candy sharing when she went down to Florida with her brother to see her brother, how God was there with her, clearing the way for her to have a safe and a good trip. I can still remember the time that Ruth shared about the grocery store incident. Lord, I can't find this thing. I don't remember what it was you were looking for. Yeah, but all of a sudden she turns around and hears a noise. Plop, there's the thing she was looking for, fell off the shelf. You tell me that's not God, right? I'll never forget that, Ruth. Never. God does such wonderful things, and he wants to do even greater things among us, because we are like a tree planted by the living waters. We will prosper, we will grow, we'll spread out our roots and our branches, and the more branches we have, the more fruit we can bear. It's coming. We must be very careful not to look at the external. We judge by what we see physically. We need to judge by what we see spiritually, by looking at God, what he wants us to do, what he is doing, and everything that we do will prosper, because he is in it. As long as he is in it, everything we do will prosper. And there will come a time, yes, when we will grow. I don't know when that is. But that's up to him. We could go out and bang on doors. We could grab people on the street corners, compel them to come into church. We can beg people to come. We can do all manner of things, advertise, whatever. But unless God is in it, unless God is drawing the people here, it's not going to amount to anything. No one can come to Jesus unless the Father calls him. That is scriptural. No one can come and be a part of us unless God calls him here. So we must fix our eyes on God and believe what he says about us. Each of you, a tree planted by the living waters. And as a whole, this congregation, in the same way, is like a tree planted by the living waters. We have nothing to fear. All we need to do is trust the Lord, look to him, and let him work through us and bless us as he has in the past. We're still here, folks. By the world standards, we should have closed the doors a long time ago. We're still here. Why? Because God has a purpose and a plan for us. It may not be visible yet, but he does. And that's why we need to continue to trust him. And if you want to do a little search on that verse in Psalms too, it speaks about being a tree planted by the waters. I don't remember which one it was. Was it Psalm 1? Yeah, Psalm 1. I think verse 4 maybe. Yeah. Check it out. But remember, this is what the Lord is saying to you today. This is the message he wants you to hear. You are that tree, nourished and fed by those living waters. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Your ways are so different than ours. And it's true, Lord, you're never late. You're always on time. And I thank you, Father, for speaking to us and sharing with us how you see us, that we are those trees, living, growing, spreading out roots, bearing fruit. We are, Lord. And I believe that you are pleased with us. Just help us, Lord, to see with our spiritual eyes rather than our natural ones. To see your hand at work. To believe all the things that you say. Every promise you've ever made is true. And if it hasn't already come to pass, it will. It will not fail. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.